This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Well, today is the birth anniversary of Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin, and coming up this week, this weekend on Saturday, it's Valentine's Day, and we heard just a little bit of music here that is going to be part of the Prairie Ensemble's program of love, Found, Lost, and Thwarted this Saturday evening, Valentine's Day. The ensemble is billing the concert as the ultimate Valentine's date. What is the Prairie Ensemble? Well, a group of talented musicians who like to say they've been unstuffing shirts and making great music since 1996. When does the program get underway? There's a concert conversation at 7 o'clock. The performance begins at 7:30. And if you'd like, you can order a pre-concert box dinner. Where, you ask, will the concert be held? Faith United Methodist Church, located at 1719 South Prospect Avenue in Champaign. What's on the program? Prairie Ensemble Music Director Kevin Kelly is here to supply that answer, the answer to that question, and the answer to some other questions that I have prepared. Good to see you.
Thank you. You're being very coy today.
I am? I just thought I've got to have some fun with this.
Yeah, well, it's Valentine's Day
coming
up.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure a lot of coyness will be going on.
Yeah, wink.
And some not very. Not so coinous.
Is this program suitable for families? Would
Absolutely.
You invite everybody to come?
Oh, yeah,
you don't
sure.
have to have
yeah.
a date.
No. Well, actually, somebody called to sort of complain about that to our office.
Yeah, because there are some people who are really anti-Valentine's Day.
I'm one of them, yeah. as a matter of fact, yeah, yeah. ironically.
Yeah. Now, you have an option for a box dinner. Who's making dinner and what's on the menu?
Well, I am actually not sure that the option is available right now.
Oh, okay.
So we probably should not mention
that.
I think we passed the reservation date.
Okay, I'll scratch that one. Now, you are offering a chance to win a singing Valentine during intermission. Is that still on?
That is still on, and I've been a little surprised by that. You know, this part of the thing that makes this the ultimate Valentine's date, of course, is the dinner in advance. And well, we'll give the phone number just in case you can still make a reservation, 355-9077, and you might still be able to get your order in. But part of it, besides that, and the really romantic music of which we heard a sample coming in, is this idea that you could have someone sing to your sweetheart. Somebody from the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company is singing Valentine's.
Or your mom or your children.
Or your mom or yourself, for that matter, if you want.
Oh, how about that?
But you have to bid on it. That you can do that at that same number. And we haven't had much of a response, which really surprises me. So if you have a very
you
good chance of getting
here
it.
You can walk away here with the prize.
That's right.
Okay.
355-9077. I'll say that again.
Okay. And we'll have it one more time at least before yeah. we're all wrapped up here. So what gems about Love Found, Lost, and Thwarted await your audience Saturday evening?
Well, this is different kinds of love here, as that description implies. We're going to start with an overture by Felix Mendelssohn, that most people haven't heard of, which is sort of a specialty of the Prairie Ensemble to do that sort of thing, called The Fair Melusina. It's about a guy who falls in love with a woman who turns into a mermaid once a month. And he's not supposed to discover this, but he does, and that doesn't have good consequences. But it's a really lovely piece with some tension that you might expect in there. So that's an interesting kind of love.
Okay.
And that's based on an old, old legend, by the way. And then we're doing this short little piece by a Danish composer named Carl Nielsen called Serenade in Vain, where these three guys are supposed to be serenading this young woman who wants absolutely nothing to do with them, which is another mm-hmm. kind of attempted love, you know, that mm-hmm. everybody can relate to that.
Yeah, unrequited love.
Yeah, and that's just a small group of players. It's a really very cute piece. And then the piece that we actually opened our little conversation with here is the romantic piece on the program, Absolute Romantic Love, by a fellow named Josef Suk, who was the son-in-law of the great composer Antonín Dvořák. And this piece is supposed to have been his portrait, a very affectionate portrait of Dvořák's young daughter, which is who he went on to marry a few years later.
What a way to court somebody.
Yeah, well, apparently he liked her a lot based on the beauty of this piece. It's really a special piece for string players. It's also extremely hard, so we're spending a lot of our rehearsal time on it.
Yeah. Is there any particular piece that's the centerpiece, that's the anchor, or is it this piece that you just talked about?
Well, no, it is the second half, actually, which ironically doesn't have any romantic inclinations whatsoever, but it was the piece I knew I wanted to do on the program, and then the date we came up with that everybody was available happened to be Valentine's Day. So the whole first part is this love theme. The second half is a piece by Beethoven called his Triple Concerto, and it is called that because it's a concerto for three instruments and orchestra, violin, cello, and piano. That is the anchor, but the real selling point are the soloists who are joining us, who are violinist Stefan Milenkovic, who is here at the university faculty. He played the Beethoven Violin Concerto with us last year. He's a wonderful player. Ani Aznavourian, who is a wonderful cellist, and I'm going to say beautiful besides. So
yeah.
If you want to come and just drool, if you are single or even not, I actually know a couple that told me they're coming and he's going to drool over her and she's going to drool over him and they're going to go home and have fun later after this concert, so apparently, which is sort of interesting. So that's another way of going about these concerts.
All three of these featured artists, they're on the flyer for the concert.
Yeah,
they're all very good-looking people.
Yeah, well, the third one, people won't know his name, but they will know the person he collaborates with all the time, who is violinist Itzhak Perlman. He's the regular accompanist for Itzhak Perlman, and he's the pianist for the concerto. His name is Rohan da Silva. And he's actually going to show up on my show tomorrow. Can I mention that?
Yes, please.
On FM, my new show called Live and Local from noon to one. He's going to make a little appearance right at the end, I hope. I thought that was going to happen today, but he ended up having to rehearse. But he's a really delightful person and a fantastic piano player.
So you really got a great program here. We have just a little bit of time here before we have to wrap up. Is there a little piece of music you'd like to play to wrap up with?
Yeah, we'll play the beginning of the Triple Concerto. We probably won't even get to the part where there's any soloists, but this is the orchestral teaser.
Okay, here we go. Excerpt from Beethoven's Triple Concerto. So you'll have people floating out the door at the end of the evening, won't you?
Oh, I think so. I think it's going to be a delightful evening. I really do.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell us once again about the Singing Valentine.
Yeah, if you want to bid on a Singing Valentine, and based on the response, you have a very good chance of getting it if you want to do something really special and secret for your date or your non-date, whoever you bring. You can phone our office at 355-9077. Probably have to leave a message right now with your information. But you will get a response, and you'll have a chance to have your sweetheart sung to by the CU Theater Company's Singing Valentines at the halftime of the concert.
Kevin Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Kevin Kelly is the music director of the Prairie Ensemble. They have a concert coming up this Saturday evening. And it gets underway with a concert conversation at 7 o'clock. The performance begins at 7:30 at Faith United Methodist Church, located at 1719 South Prospect Avenue in Champaign. And the phone number, once again, to get in touch with the office?
355-9077.
355-9077. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you.